You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have a very interesting show for you today. I'm going to let you know the title of the show is The Technology of Joy. So that's going to pique your curiosity, and I'll tell you more about the guest in a few minutes. But let's cover some very important business and very important bases of information. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors of the show, the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company and All Day Cable, Inc. They are today's show segment sponsors. And the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company, let me tell you a little bit about them. When we are in a state of being out of balance, not feeling healthy, not feeling energized, not feeling well, you know, that affects every aspect of our lives. However, when we manage to get ourselves back in balance with our mind, body, and spirit, then we become invincible in the world, particularly when our health and well-being is phenomenally balanced and operating on all cylinders. And the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company is a natural and holistic wellness company that specializes in helping you to feel invincible, to have that energy, to feel balanced, to be creative, to sleep well, to not have any digestive issues or stress problems, or even to help you successfully manage your weight, particularly if you can discover what your right body type is. And the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company can help you do all of that. So if this is piquing your curiosity, you want to learn a little bit more about how the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company can help you in a holistic and natural manner to go from feeling funky to fabulous, then I highly suggest that you check them out at www.healthhealingwellness.com. Again, that's www.healthhealingwellness.com. And with regards to our other sponsor, All Day Cable Incorporated, they are a telecommunications installation company located in the Silicon Valley with over 26 years of success in being in business. And although they work with large financial institutions and transportation entities as well as large corporations, if you are someone that is listening to this show and you have a need, whether it's small or large, with regards to having your technology and your telecommunications operate a little bit more effectively, a little bit more efficiently without any delays or problems, then I think you should check out alldaycableinc.com. Again, that's alldaycableinc.com. So I am very excited to get started with this show because we are bombarded by technology. And sometimes technology can really, really, really interfere with just how we live our life. But today's guest is going to share with us some wonderful information about how we can take the challenge of dealing with technology and staying balanced, healthy, and well, and being unstressed to a place of joy in learning to engage and embrace the technology that we have available to us. Let me tell you a little bit about today's guest, Jonathan Robinson. Jonathan is a psychotherapist, best-selling author of 10 books, and a professional speaker from Northern California. He has reached more than 100 million people around the world with his practical methods, and his work has been translated into 47 languages. His work has appeared in Newsweek, USA Today, and the Los Angeles Times, as well as a dozen other publications. Now, in addition to this, Jonathan has made numerous appearances on The Oprah Show and CNN. So he is a woo, high, powerful, right out there in your face on some of the biggest networks in the world. I bring him here for you today, as well as other national TV talk shows. Now, he has spent more than 40 years studying the most practical and powerful methods for personal and professional development. And that's just a little teaser. Now, as a professional speaker, Jonathan has spoken to companies such as, check this out, Microsoft, IBM, Coca-Cola, Dell, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and hundreds of other successful businesses and organizations. He is known for providing his audience with immediate, useful, and powerful information presented in an entertaining and motivating manner. In his live lectures and his TV appearances, Jonathan often incorporates magical illusions into his talk to help people remember his powerful message. And with that being said, I would love to welcome you, Jonathan Robinson, to Blissful Living. Oh my gosh, you were a powerhouse. I didn't know I was going to be connecting and chatting with such a powerful dude. Wow. Yay. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Rochelle Marie. I appreciate it. I'm not that powerful. I just listen well and do what my higher power or intuition tells me to, and things have turned out good.
That's great, because you know our higher power and our intuition will never, ever lead us astray, and will never, ever lead us to make incorrect decisions for ourselves. So, and it's a great thing that you're a great listener. You know, being a male, that's huge. Females tend to talk a lot. Males tend to listen a lot, and they filter out some of the stuff, as gals say, because we do ramble on like I'm doing right now. However, it's great to have you on the show. And I want to jump right in, because I know that the listeners are very curious about, you know, the technology of joy. What exactly does that mean? So what made you write a book about the technology of joy?
Well, I was doing a talk at Google and talking about some of these great new gadgets and tools and supplements that help people feel blissful or joyful or loving. And they all wanted to know where to get these things. So I decided to write a book as to where you can get these things and what they do for you. And a lot of people are not aware of them, which is actually good news, because once you become aware of them, it opens up a whole new area and way of feeling really good.
So how did you come across these methods that you talk about in the book?
Well, I was blessed with a very unhappy childhood. So by the time I was like 11 and 12, I was looking for any way to get out of feeling, you know, depressed. There was a lot of violence in my family.
Right.
And so I got into things like hypnosis and meditation at age 12, and then I read self-help, and then I was always looking for anything that would help me. And eventually, like a hobby, I just collected all these tools and gadgets. And eventually that got the attention of people like Oprah, that put me on her show a bunch of times to demonstrate these things. And what's interesting, as with all technologies, these things are getting better and better every year. You know, nobody has a computer from 1980, but a lot of us are trying to find happiness the way people were trying to find happiness 1,000 years ago, you know, which is trying to manipulate all the people and situations in your life to be exactly the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that works, but a lot of times it doesn't. So luckily there's some new ways, new gadgets, new supplements, new tools. Most people don't know about them, that can lead to feelings of bliss and ecstasy. And my job, my mission, is to let people know about them.
Lovely. I mean, you know, me being the kind of person I am with regards to just, you know, knowing the fact that I need to take care of my mind, body, and spirit to be completely whole and healthy. And I share that message with, you know, everyone I come across. The fact that now I'm going to learn how to utilize some of these methods that you have written about in your book is going to really enhance my experience of being able to share my message in conjunction with, you know, utilizing your tools and your methods to help me. And so I want you to share with the listeners one of the methods you talk about in the book.
Should I choose anyone or
anyone you want to? Okay. Whatever your spirit or your intuition is telling you that we need to hear right now.
Okay. Well, you know, I like methods that take less than 30 seconds of effort that can help you feel really good for hours, because I'm lazy. And there's these whole category of what are called nootropics or cognitive enhancers, which are supplements you can buy sometimes at health food stores or sometimes online, that increase your focus and your mood simultaneously. And, you know, like coffee can do that at first, but coffee taxes your body a little bit, and the more you drink it, the less effect it has because you build up tolerance. But there's
right.
some great little supplements you take. It takes 15 seconds to put them in your mouth. It costs about anywhere from 20 cents to $2 a day. And they can affect you for hours, and I just get a lot more done when I'm feeling good versus when I'm feeling distracted. And that would be a whole category. One of my favorites is something called sulbutiamine, which is a vitamin B1 that crosses the blood-brain barrier. So it kind of wakes up your brain, and it really makes you feel joyous. And everybody says it's also really good for you because it's basically vitamin B1. So that's an example of things that are in the book and things that I take every day in order to feel really good.
So let me ask you, if someone's listening out there and they just, you know, you said the sulbutiamine, that's, you know, like, what? What the heck is that? That's way above my head. But however, vitamin B1, if someone out there listening is saying, okay, well, I'll just go get vitamin B1, is that going to have the same effect as the sulbutiamine?
No, it won't, because vitamin B1 does not cross the blood-brain barrier normally. Now, vitamin okay. B1 can be healthy for your body, but it doesn't really impact your mood or level of focus. So that's why these things that are new tend to be much more effective. You know, most people don't even have a smartphone from 5 years ago, but they're taking supplements from 100 years ago.
Right.
And it's hard to understand that things are changing so quickly now in the field of gadgets or, I mean, take something like neurofeedback, which is a way of using your brain's EEG signals to give you feedback as to whether you're moving towards peace or towards anxiety. Well, five mm-hmm. years ago, they cost $10,000 and they didn't work very well. Now they cost $200 and they work great. So things are changing very quickly, and it can be confusing because you don't necessarily know what really works and what doesn't or where to get them.
So exactly.
I wrote the book so that people could easily know the 100 best things out there.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff. I'm also a registered nurse, and I've been doing that for 26 years. So I've seen a lot of transition with regards to how closed-minded the medical community was with regards to integrative and alternative forms of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the things like, you know, to do an EEG a few years ago would have been $10,000, and now you can, you know, get biofeedback in that capacity for about $200. So it's interesting that people still get stuck on the same things that were being done thousands and thousands of years ago, even though sometimes they don't really work, versus embracing the new things, such as what you describe in your book, that doesn't take very long, has, you know, healthful benefits to your mind and your body, but it's the newest form of, quote unquote, how we should take care of ourselves or how we can take care of ourselves. That always is amazing to me when, you know, people are apprehensive. And so it's great that you've written a book like this to share the information that you've picked up from all these years. Now, have you always been a joyous type of person? I mean, you gave us a little bit of background with regards to your, you know, your childhood, but once you got out of that situation, were you always joyous? Did you have periods where you were maybe angry or depressed? Can you just share that with the listeners?
Depression definitely runs in my family.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it practically gallops in my family. My sister and brother have both been in mental hospitals due to depression. When I was a teenager, I struggled with depression, but since I was doing things like meditation and hypnosis and using these various supplements and tools, I haven't really had to struggle with it throughout my life after being a teenager. And that shows me the effect of some of these things, because my brother and sister, who, you know, more or less have the same genes, have been incapacitated by it. So I don't have a good genetic predisposition, but that's why I got really focused on these tools, is because I knew I needed all the help I could get.
Right. Yeah. That's, you know, and fortunately, is it just the three of you or are there more kids?
No, just the three.
Okay. So one third of you decided at probably a very young age that that's not the direction you wanted to go. And sometimes when you're a kid, you don't even realize you're making these decisions about your future, but that's just the way it is. Because you often see, like you said, two of the kids are suffering from depression. You all grew up in the same household, experienced the same things, raised the same way, you know, and there's happens in a lot of families where, you know, there's a couple kids and you're like, what happened to them? Because we're fine or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's very interesting that, you know, you've been able to overcome those challenges and live a more joyous life, as I like to say, as you travel down your path to bliss. Now, do you use these methods that you describe in your book every day with regards to, you already shared that you do take the supplements, but the other methods that you describe in the book, do you do them every day? Are there certain few? Do you have a system that you utilize?
Because I have tried a bunch of methods. I know which ones work best for me. So let's say there's a dozen of those that work best for me. I probably use five or six of them every day. And it doesn't. A lot of them only take 20 seconds, so it's not a big length of time. But you know, an orgasm can take 20 seconds. But you know, it can
and you feel really
day.
Good after that.
Yeah. So, and one of my favorite methods costs $1. It leads to an amount of physical pleasure that's similar to an orgasm. So you know, there's a lot of really good things out there, and. That's why, you know, a lot of people, my friends, call me Dr. Feel Good, because I know a lot of ways to feel good. And the world is giving us lots of ways to feel bad, so you want to balance it out whenever possible.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I always say that, you know, you turn on anything, or just really just anywhere, there's always so much, especially it seems like more. I don't know, since I've grown up, you know, I've been around for quite a long time, but it just seems like it's more prevalent, and it could be because we're exposed to it more through, you know, media and technology and that kind of stuff. But wow, I thought, you know, if someone comes up with an idea of just shifting all of that and focusing on the positive, how much better would the world be? You know, that would catch on just as much as all the negative stuff. But oh well, you know, I guess it is what it is and how it's supposed to be. That's why there's people like you and I that try, you know, to do the opposite and make things better for people and show them how they can do that.
What technology has done for us so far is created what I call WMDs, which are widgets of mass distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average person is looking at their smartphone 140 times a day, and there's Facebook and email and all those things. But only in the last 3 or 4 years has there been developed technologies that are what I call a new type of WMD, wonders of mass delight, that can help people to feel specific states of bliss or joy or love or gratitude. And we need help doing that because we live in a culture or cult that focuses on the negative. And if you don't have specific technologies for getting into these higher states of consciousness, then you're going to be inundated with all the muck.
Does your technologies that you use, are they able to, I said, your technologies, the methods that you use to, like, enhance joy and live in a state of joy, are those methods, or are there ways to utilize those methods, say, if you are suddenly engaged in the opposite of joy, like you're angry or whatever, and you realize that and, you know, think of your technology, is there a technology that you could suggest or you utilize to change you from that negative state back to the state of joy, and that can happen fairly quickly?
Yeah, I probably mentioned maybe 10 in the book that can be done in under a minute. Some of them aren't even gadgets, they're actually psychological methods. Like, for example, just to give you a really quick example, the question, what could potentially be good about this, is a way to make something that's bad feel better. Now, you and I actually had an experience where I was trying to get on one of your shows, and I got the wrong number, So I missed the show. And, you know, that's a problem. That didn't feel good. But I asked myself, what could potentially be good about this? And, you know, because we had a little bit of a hiccup in our interview, we got to, you know, talk about it. And now I feel closer to you than if we had just done a straight interview. And luckily, I asked that question, what could potentially be good about this? Well, what one of the things is that Rochelle and I are going to have to work this out, and we'll get to know each other a little bit. So that's a technology, you could call it. It's a very simple thing. It's a question, and it can be done in under 20 seconds. Or tapping into good feelings, such as gratitude, can often be done in a very short period of time. Just to give an example, I heard of an Indian guru who supposedly had this magical mantra for helping people feel overwhelming gratitude. Well, I always wanted the best technology, so I went all the way to India to get what this mantra was. And I don't know if you've ever been to India. Have you ever been to India?
No, not yet.
And it's a hard place to travel to. It's 18,000 miles, and it's, you know, a lot of pollution. And
yeah,
you get there, and you take a rickshaw for 3 hours to the ashram, and then I was jet-lagged and worn out. But I finally got to talk to this guru. I said, I want to know your technology, your mantra, for helping people feel overwhelming gratitude. And he said in his Indian accent, ah, yes, my mantra is the most powerful mantra on earth. And he leans in to whisper it into my ear, and I'm very excited. And he says, whenever possible, repeat the following words. The mantra I give you are the words, thank you. I said, that's it? I traveled 18,000 miles to get the word thank you? That's it? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
And he said, no, that's it is the mantra you have been using. That makes you feel like you never have enough. My mantra is thank you, not that's it. That's it will take you nowhere.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, you know, so in that situation, I looked at him, and I was pissed off and angry and disappointed. I said, well, thank you. And then he looked at me, and he said, no, thank you is not the mantra. So the mantra is to say it from your heart, thank you. So when you eat good food, say thank you from your heart. When you see a sunset or your pet, say thank you from your heart many times a day, and soon you will feel overwhelming gratitude. Well, to make a long story short, I tried his method because I had nothing better to do, and I had a long trip back. And, you know, I get into the taxi, and the taxi has air conditioning. I say thank you for the air conditioning because, you know, it was like 103 degrees in India. And then I get to my hotel, and my hotel had a bottle of clean water, which is nice. You know, thank you for that. And then I sit on the – I use the bathroom. You know, it has a Western toilet. Thank you for that. And then I call my wife on Skype. I'm talking to somebody on the other side of the planet for free. I say thank you for that. And within about half an hour, I had tears of gratitude going down my face because – using this five-second method of feeling my thanks from my heart and saying it actually did work to feel overwhelming gratitude. So little techniques like this can, although they sound stupid, when he said it, I sure thought that sounded stupid, but it can really work.
Wow. You know, thank you for thank you for sharing that because that's going to, I know, not only help me tremendously, but to help everybody listening to the show as well. Something as simple as that, and then, you know, I wrote it down, say thank you from your heart versus just saying thank you. Anybody can say thank you and just do it with attitude. I could say thank you and do it with attitude really well.
Right.
However, when you say thank you and it's a sincere appreciation and comes from your heart, you can. When people say that to you, you can feel it. And when you say it to others, they can feel it. And, you know, as we say, God, you know, once you appreciate the things, the little small things that we get so often we take for granted, it just opens up a beautiful new experience. So thank you so much for sharing that. I love that story because that would be so me. Now, why do you think Americans, and this has plagued me because I've seen the in pharmaceutical usage or pharmaceutical dole out, as I like to say, from the Western medicine practitioners with regards to this, what I'm getting ready to ask you about. But why do you think so many Americans are on antidepressants?
Well, you know, life is stressful, and most people don't have really good methods to counter that stress. Imagine if you could never go to the toilet. After a few days, you would feel pretty bad. You know, if you're not eliminating your stress, then it piles up, and that, of course, doesn't feel good. So people need really simple methods. And a lot of people's methods for dealing with stress are not that effective for them, or they take too long. Like, you know, working out is good, and that's a stress reliever, but it takes an hour to work out or do a yoga class or something. So I'm more interested in technologies or methods that can generally be done in under 2 minutes that are still very effective. And that way you can do them 4 or 5 times a day in 10 minutes, and you don't accumulate stress, because accumulated stress turns into anxiety and depression.
Right. Becomes very toxic. Do you think, you know, just we're all just able to freely express our opinions, but do you think that the physicians today are doling out way more antidepressants than, say, when we were growing up?
The rest of this beautiful, informative, and wonderful conversation will continue in part 2, airing next week. I invite you to join us next week as we continue the conversation.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfullivingforyou.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.